Module 3. Life Now and Then. Section A.
一，听录音，选出你所听到的句子中包含的单词或短语。每个句子读两遍。
1. How to prevent illness was a big problem in the past.
2. I suppose Chinese children had a hard life in the old days.
3. We know more about medicine today, so we live longer than before.
Four. My grandmother had to look after her little sister when she was young.
Five. They still didn't have their own house after they got married.
Two, 听录音，选出与所听内容相符的图片，每个句子读两遍。
1. People saw the movies in the open air in the past.
2. We lived in an old house and never had enough food to eat.
Three, now most students study in a modern school and get a good education.
Four, I think the lake is larger than before.
Five. In the 1960s, people kept in touch with friends by letters or telegrams.
Three, 听录音，选择正确答案。每段对话读两遍。
1. Is life better or worse than it was 50 years ago?
I think it's better. The most important is that people are healthier and live longer. 2. Did your grandma have a job at that time?
Yes, she was a teacher, but she couldn't work because she had to look after her children as a full-time job. 3. How did farmers work in the past?
They planted crops with the help of farm animals, but now with the help of farm machines.
How did farmers work in the past?
They planted crops with the help of farm animals, but now with the help of farm machines.
4. How were the families in the past?
Families were much bigger, and most people had lots of brothers and sisters. But now, families have changed a lot. Most families have only one child.
5. People don't take as much exercise as they did. Few people can ride their bikes to work.
Oh, that's because public transport is much better today.
But faster transport also makes life more dangerous and less healthy.
I agree.
4. 听录音，完成句子，短文读两遍。
Life in the 21st century must be different from it was in the 20th century.Because many changes have taken place in the new century. But what are the changes? The population is growing fast. There are more and more people in the world, and most of them live longer than before. Computers are much smaller and more useful, and computer is one of the most important subjects in school. People work fewer hours than they did in the 20th century, and they have more free time for sports, watching TV, and traveling.Work in the future will be different, too. Dangerous and hard work will be done by robots. 5. Life in the 21st century must be different from it was in the 20th century.Because many changes have taken place in the new century. But what are the changes? The population is growing fast. There are more and more people in the world, and most of them live longer than before. Computers are much smaller and more useful, and computer is one of the most important subjects in school. People work fewer hours than they did in the 20th century, and they have more free time for sports, watching TV, and traveling.Work in the future will be different, too. Dangerous and hard work will be done by robots. 6.
1. 听录音，选择正确答案。每段对话读两遍。
1. Do you go to the training center every day?
I used to, but I go there only on Saturday and Sundays now. I am too busy.
2. Do you go to the training center every day?
I used to, but I go there only on Saturday and Sundays now. I am too busy. 3. Did you used to like music and play the violin, Tom?
Yes, but now I like sports and I am on the school soccer team.
Did you used to like music and play the violin, Tom?
Yes, but now I like sports and I am on the school soccer team.
3. Did you used to be afraid of the dark, Bill?
Yes, I did. I used to sleep with the light on, but now I don't.
4. I walked to school or took a bus. How about you, Bruce?
I rode my bike to school in the past, but now my father drives me to school. 5. What do you think of the life in your family in the past?
It was very hard. My father worked all day in order to support my family. And my brother had to be a child laborer.
How about life now?
We have a happy life. We eat better and healthier.
2. 选出与所听内容相符的图片，每个句子读两遍。
1. Most people live in tall buildings, but they live in small houses in the past.
2. Great changes have taken place in our city. People will be healthier and live longer.
3. There are much more traffic than before.
4. My mother was a full-time cook. She always cooked for us.
5. Children didn't go to school because they had to work in the factories instead.
3. 听录音，选择正确答案，对话读两遍。
Coach Miller, thanks for meeting me. May I ask you some questions?
Yes, I have about 10 minutes now.
I don't want to talk about the game today. I want to talk about coaching. Did you want to be a university football coach?
First, I wanted to be a professional football player.
Did you play professional football?
I played for 2 years.
What happened?
I broke my leg.
In a football game?
No, in an accident. I played football for 10 years. I never had an accident. I fell out of a tree.
A tree?
I was playing with my children. I went up the tree to get a ball. I fell off the tree and broke my leg in 3 places.
And no more football?
That's right. I wanted to play, but my leg wasn't good.
Now you're a coach. Do you like coaching?
Very much. I wanted to play football, but I like coaching very much.
You play professional football. You coach university football. Did you want to coach professional football?
No, I wanted to work with younger men. First, I wanted to coach high school football. I like to work with young men and women.
You wanted to coach high school, but you are coaching university men now.
That's right. The university wanted me. They asked me.
What do you want to see this year?
I want to see my men grow. I want them to learn and become better.
Thank you, Coach Miller. Wish you great success.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Coach Miller, thanks for meeting me. May I ask you some questions?
Yes, I have about 10 minutes now.
I don't want to talk about the game today. I want to talk about coaching. Did you want to be a university football coach?
First, I wanted to be a professional football player.
Did you play professional football?
I played for 2 years.
What happened?
I broke my leg.
In a football game?
No, in an accident. I played football for 10 years. I never had an accident. I fell out of a tree.
A tree?
I was playing with my children. I went up the tree to get a ball. I fell off the tree and broke my leg in 3 places.
And no more football?
That's right. I wanted to play, but my leg wasn't good.
Now you're a coach. Do you like coaching?
Very much. I wanted to play football, but I like coaching very much.
You play professional football. You coach university football. Did you want to coach professional football?
No, I wanted to work with younger men. First, I wanted to coach high school football. I like to work with young men and women.
You wanted to coach high school, but you are coaching university men now.
That's right. The university wanted me. They asked me.
What do you want to see this year?
I want to see my men grow. I want them to learn and become better.
Thank you, Coach Miller. Wish you great success.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Four. Listen to the recording. Complete the following sentence. Short sentence, read twice.
My granny has lived in Shanghai for more than 40 years. She has seen the changes in Shanghai herself. In the 1950s, the life in the city was poor. The roads were narrow and there weren't many roads. Usually a big family crowded in a small house. Many families couldn't get enough food and only a few children had a chance to receive a good education. Life was so hard that people had no time to enjoy activities. People kept in touch with their friends and relatives far away mainly by letter or telegrams. China has developed it rapidly since the reform and opening up policy. More and more roads have improved it and buildings in Shanghai are becoming taller and brighter. People's living conditions have improved a lot. And there are more kinds of food and clothes to choose from. People can enjoy activities. Children can study, not only in modern schools, but also on the internet. What's more, communications are becoming easier and quicker, and they can use telephones, emails, and so on. I think it's important to remember the past. Live in the present and dream about the future. My granny has lived in Shanghai for more than 40 years. She has seen the changes in Shanghai herself. In the 1950s, the life in the city was poor.
The roads were narrow and there weren't many roads. Usually a big family crowded in a small house. Many families couldn't get enough food, and only a few children had a chance to receive a good education. Life was so hard that people had no time to enjoy activities. People kept in touch with their friends and relatives far away, mainly by letter or telegrams.
China has developed it rapidly since the reform and opening up policy. More and more roads have improved it, and buildings in Shanghai are becoming taller and brighter. People's living conditions have improved a lot.
And there are more kinds of food and clothes to choose from. People can enjoy activities. Children can study, not only in modern schools, but also on the internet. What's more, communications are becoming easier and quicker, and they can use telephones, emails, and so on. I think it's important to remember the past, live in the present, and dream about the future.